If you make that little oof noise every time you stand up, yeah, that's your knees talking. Go see Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief covered by Medicare, 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Happy birthday, Cher. She is 80 today. Cindy Perlman-Gaber with Entertainment News in Las Vegas. 80, you believe that, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. It's amazing. Cher, the queen, as we might call her, turned 80 today. And I got to tell you, when Cher walks into the room, the molecules of the air, I swear, they just change. She is, there's stars, and then there's a level above that. And she's that level. And I'll never forget at the Toronto Film Festival, they had me go to her hotel room. And I got to admit, I was a little nervous. And she walked in. She mommed me to death. She was like, honey, come here. Do you want to see what I bought yesterday? Look at this purse. Do you like it? I bought this for Chaz.
Nice.
She was so incredibly nice.
Larger than life, for sure. Let's talk about Smashing Pumpkins. They just announced a tour, didn't they?
Chicago's very own Smashing Pumpkins hitting the road this summer on the Rats in a Cage tour. The original band members are back, of course, with Billy Corgan. It's a cool thing. It's a two-set performance. One set is dedicated to one of their most famous albums, Melancholy and Infinite Sadness, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. And the second will feature career-spanning hits from their vast catalog. Chicago gets them many times. They're at Lollapalooza on July 30th and 31st. And then they're going to swing back around and play the United Center on October 14th. And Corgan said, staging a melancholy-themed show is something we've discussed for a long time. Finally, the stars have aligned. And exactly, this is on our terms to do this. And it's going to be a very special night. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Meanwhile, 1979 remains their most streamed song ever.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, too. Well, this is different. Pete Davidson in a drama, huh?
In a mafia drama. So sticking to comedy, forget about it. He's exploring his dramatic side, playing notorious real-life mobster and serial killer Tommy Karate in an upcoming crime movie called Tommy Karate. And it's a huge dramatic departure from his usual comedy work, but Davidson calls this a passion project. He's also executive producing, and he's been developing this thing for years, based on a book called The Butcher, Anatomy of a Mafia Psychopath by Philip Cairo, and it follows the rise, pursuit, and ultimately the capture of one of the most ruthless crime family members.
There is a order now for a series based on Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein, and if it's half as funny as what Mel Brooks did in 1974, it'll be a winner. Tell us about this.
Yeah, FX is getting ready for a major monster mash. They just picked up her series right away, Very Young Frankenstein, which is what it's called, a comedy based on Mel Brooks' 1974 cult classic that starred, remember, Peter Boyle as the monster, and Marty Feldman, and Cloris Leachman, and Terry Garr. And this series comes from the people who do What We Do in the Shadows. It will star Zach Galifianakis, Dolly Wells, and Spencer House, and Carrie Elwes, a lot of special surprise guests, and it's going straight to series, so they're expecting to see it sometime next year.
Look forward to that. Tell us about your interview with Murray Bartlett, and for people who don't know, he was in White Lotus, right?
Right. He played the general manager of the White Lotus. Remember, he had sort of a bad fate at the end, and so did a suitcase that we can't even talk about in the morning. But Bartlett is in something that drops today on Apple TV called Maximum Pleasure Guaranteed, which is not what you think. It sounds like it's pretty racy. It is a little bit racy, but mostly it's about a divorced mom, Tatiana Mansley. We know her from Orphan Black, who does a really stupid thing. And she falls down this rabbit hole of internet blackmail, murder, and youth soccer. You can't forget the youth soccer. And Murray said he was surprised when he got a script that said Maximum Pleasure Guaranteed. He said, quote, I thought what you're thinking right now, it went through my mind, but he said, it's not like that. It's about a lot of twists that keep you guessing. We keep the punches rolling. And he was funny. He said after his turn in White Lotus, it's tough for him to check into any hotel across the world. He said immediately they'll say, Sorry, sir. We know you want the pineapple suite, but it's taken. Remember the whole White Lotus number one revolved around the special pineapple sweet. Yeah. So he gets a lot of jokes about that.
I'm not surprised. And finally, why was there a Mandalorian sighting at Disneyland?
You know, imagine that. You're in the hour-long line to get on one of these Star Wars Disney rides. There's a guy behind you dressed as the Mandalorian. You think, okay, this is just some guy. And it turns out it's Pedro Pascal who plays him in this monster movie that opens this week, The Mandalorian and Grogu, in theaters Friday. And it really is him. And Sigourney Weaver's there too. So they did this as a nice press little situation inside the Millennium Falcon ride, Smuggler's Run, last weekend. And people were just shocked. But Disney's big on this. In 2017, they sent Johnny Depp out to the park dressed as Captain Jack Sparrow, and no one, Bob, believed it was Johnny Depp. They thought it was one of those street performers who plays Captain Jack Sparrow.
Sure. That Mandalorian movie in theaters and IMAX coming up this weekend, right? It's Cindy Perlman-Gabriel in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks, Bob.